Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submission@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name, or if you prefer to stay anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to give credit. I also want to mention that we do have another class this month, and it's going to be Working with Crystals with Nicholas Pearson on November 26th, which we're very excited about that class. Witches and crystals who go hand in hand, just like witches
and
their brooms.
Nicholas is like so informed. If you've never heard of Nicholas Pearson, you should. When it comes to crystal stuff, he's like the guy. So it's going to be really great.
Yeah, we're even going to go over like ethics and stuff like that too, which I know
it's
is very
be so
important.
Great.
So
yeah.
Well, do you want to tell them our great and fun news for season 5?
Yes. So as you guys know, season 4 is coming to an end. Maria and I always take a end of season break for our own, like, focusing on families and just having a vacation. Mm-hmm. And so we will be wrapping up this season in just a couple of episodes now. Mm-hmm. So obviously we have been kind of milling our brain about ways to spice up season 5. If you guys are longtime listeners, you know that we do try to add new things every season to some degree. We're always trying to improve.
Yes.
And because our Coffee Talk story submissions have been such a hit, Maria and I have decided, mostly because we've seen other people do it, and we were both like, that sounds very fun.
It does.
Yeah, you guys can call us now and tell us your stories over our voicemail. And we are going to play them here on the podcast. So you can hear yourself on Coffee and Cauldrons starting next season, which is going to be so great. But we are accepting submissions now. So if you would love to tell us something and you want to tell us in your own words, we would love to hear it. You can call us at 351-207-0799, and I will be posting this on socials. It will also be on our website, etc. So if you're like, what the heck, you could just go to our website if you want. You could go to our link tree or head to our social media. This will be posted everywhere. So yeah, we really can't wait to hear your submissions.
Yeah, and I think it would be great for those who would rather just, like, because I know sometimes it's easier to do a voice note rather than to, like, type something all the way out. So if you're that type of person who'd rather just, like, literally tell us your story, I mean,
we would really like to hear it.
But
I think it's
going to
be so fun.
We still have our submissions written.
Absolutely. Submissions are still going to happen. We are still going to have submission episodes. We are not dropping that. So don't fret. You can still send us your submissions the exact way Maria introed us with. So you can head to coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us a submission via email, or now you have this option to send us a story via your own voice, which would be kind of cool. You have full control then on how you want your story told. And we also just would love to hear you guys and hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
I think it's
very much
fun.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. That's going to be very good.
Be
that's going to be fun to come back to, especially after break and all that.
Yeah. And like, you guys always have to hear our voices every week. We want to hear your voice.
Exactly.
So we would like to hear what you have to say.
So before we jump into anything, how have you been?
Okay. I'm been a little tired, but I recently got diagnosed with anemia, which explains like so much.
As someone who suffers constantly from that, yeah.
So luckily, I'm not like severely anemic or anything. I don't need infusions or anything like that. I just have to take some pills to, you know, supplement, but it explains a lot. And I'm hoping to see a big upswing here in the next couple months.
Yes. Or else we're going to get you an iron fish.
Yeah, I want to get an iron fish. But, you know, I was on a phone call with John Tenney last night and I was telling him about it. And he suggested, because he knows that I drink a lot of coffee, I guess he said, I've got it written down. It's like organic coconut palm sugar, I think is what he said.
Uh-huh.
Apparently is really high in iron. And you could just like put a scoop in your coffee.
Yeah.
And if you have a couple of coffees a day, like that right there is a great source of iron. And I had no idea. So I
wonder if that's like softer on your stomach, because I know if I take iron at all, like during the day and not at night, my stomach is like so
yeah, he said that this is like his solution, because it hurts his stomach and he takes like the tablets and he doesn't like it. And so he suggested that, and I'm going to give it a go because I think that's genius. So you know, well, because Tenny is a vegan, so vegans have to be a lot more aware of like our vitamin intakes, B12s, yes, D3s, irons, those sort of things. And so I'm assuming that's where that knowledge comes from. But I love Grandfather Tenny and appreciate him. How about you? Yes. How have things been with you, the queen of Victorian frail ghouls?
So follow me on social media. Like, I'm just taking a break this week. I say a break, but is it a break? I don't know. But I took a break from like doing photos and stuff like that, just so I can concentrate on truly on home and hearth type stuff, like cleaning, decluttering and dusting and all that. My immune system, I think, is like absolutely shot. I just think because of COVID and all that and all the ick that's constantly going around, I needed a refresh. And so getting kind of like crossing out some stressors, I think, will help with that. So, and my guides and stuff like that have been telling me for like quite a long time that I need to freaking slow down, and I was heading towards disaster, which I
you
agree.
Said no.
No, yeah. And then like, yeah, I have a chronic illness flare, which is like, unfortunately, that's part of my everyday thing. I can't exactly, I can make it better, but I can't, you know, stop that from happening. But I keep getting sick right after my chronic illness flare. So I was like, yeah, okay. But this time was the last straw, because I don't want to head into
the holidays. It was her last straw.
So I've been taking a break, and I've been, as I said, cleaning, and I actually put up a bunch of my winter stuff, because yes, I am one of those witches who go ahead and start decorating for winter, because I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, and my family has decorated for winter since my grandmother in November. So yeah, so if you have a problem with that, you can kiss my booty, because ancestors stuff. But yeah, that's basically what I'm doing, just trying to get better. But also, like, I've been very busy. Like, I even think, you know, I used to be a stay-at-home mom. Like, that's all I did was be a stay-at-home mom. And it really is like a full-time job, like taking care of a fucking house. It is so busy. Like, I've literally was like, I'm going to be able to, you know, relax, chill out. I really haven't been. Like, yeah, I've been literally like cleaning, cooking and all that. Really is. It's very time consuming. And I think that's part of what was adding to my stressors, is because I was trying to take care of that stuff on top of my work stuff. And it's just, it was a lot. So I'm hoping, as I said, decluttering and all that helps that stress, particular stressor.
I think it will.
I hope so.
Just in general, you need the break. I mean, I've been trying really hard for myself to be listening to my body more and slowing down. Mm-hmm. I have like a ton of, like, I mean, you know what's going on in my private life. So I have like a ton on my plate right now. And I feel like it's so important to know when it's time to like relax, slow down, take a breath.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good thing. I think you need to be doing it. And I'm proud of you for listening to your body.
Thank you. And honestly, already having the house as clean as I already have it, I'm like, it already feels like a huge weight has lifted from my shoulders.
Good.
And yeah, you know, I'm one of those people who, like, if something's cluttered, I'll just, like, it just adds to, you know, that pressure.
No, me too. It's, like, it makes me feel, like, way more stressed out.
Yeah.
And, like, my poor husband, like, if, like, I have, because we live in a tiny home, we've got cubbies for, like, closets. And if my cubby gets crazy and I can't find anything, which happens a lot when you wear all black, I have, like, full-blown meltdowns.
Can't relate.
I have full-blown meltdowns. I'll be, like, throwing stuff like a child, just being like, I can't find it. And he's like, you need to relax. You need to relax. Immediately you need to relax. I'm like, I simply will not ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I really, I don't know. Because my wife and my witchling are,
I literally,
like,
thought you almost
opposite.
Just said your water broke. And I was like, no, what?
Metaphorically,
anyway,
anyways.
Ignore that.
No, my wife and, my witchling are, like, we're just on completely different ends of the, like, the cleaning spectrum. I mean, my wife is amazing. Like, she helps and does, like, a bunch of stuff around the house, you know, does her part and stuff like that. But we are definitely on opposite ends, and it's kind of like trying to keep merging these type of things can be very frustrating.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Well, like, my husband and I, until recently, when I, again, was, like, suffering from this, like, anemia situation, he tidies everything and then I clean it. So, like, he's the one who, like, gets all the stuff off the floor, puts things where they live, where they belong, which I find to be the harder job. Like, picking up, especially because we have a toddler, like, picking up all the toys, getting them where they belong, organizing stuff. He does that. And then I come in with, like, the Bissell and get it all clean. So,
yeah.
I don't
That's
know.
A good
I,
little just, thing.
I think it's a good balance.
Yeah,
of course, right
so.
Now I haven't been very good about it because I've been, like, so low energy. I feel so bad for him.
but
generally speaking,
as you said, you deserve a rest. Like,
generally speaking, that is how it works. But yeah, Mr. Valentine has been doing a lot of the manual labor lately.
It's okay. He'll be fine. Frank,
he'll
get
fine.
Through this.
He'll be fine. Oh, my word.
Just think about Robin. You'll be fine.
I'm, like, so cute. Yeah, right. He'll think about me and be like, you know what? No. Oh my goodness. Well, that being said, we do have a couple of stories today. I've got three laid out, but I think we're actually only going to have time for two. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
We'll see how it goes. So you want to start us off, madame?
I sure can. Okay. So, hi, my name is Kaylee. You can share my name.
Well, thank you for telling us.
I've been practicing for about 5 years now, and I do tarot readings on TikTok at tarotwithme_ for free. Some backstory. I switch between my mom and my dad's house weekly. This story happens at my mom's, which is where my bedroom is in the basement. I have this one comfort food that I would always eat, and I would eat it out of a white ceramic bottom heavy bowl. Not easy to push around. This is important for later. I often will leave my bowls in the living area in the basement and clean them up before I go to bed. I noticed for about 2 weeks I had stayed at my mom's, I couldn't sleep with the lights off. My brain didn't know why, but I always had a heavy feeling. I didn't sleep again with the light off until, like, 3 weeks later. 3 weeks after the event you were about to hear had stopped. Okay, so one day I went down to clean my bowl and I found it flipped upside down with the fork under it. At the time I didn't think much of it and figured it was my cat being a cat, though she's not one to play with larger items, especially if they're not easy for her to move. I didn't think of it until it happened again, but the bowl was on the ground this time, right under where I placed it. It was upside down with the fork placed underneath it. I thought this was very weird since my cat has never played with things before because she has anxiety, and it would be weird for the fork to do that twice, so I brushed it off again. A few weeks later, me and my mom returned from meeting from a meeting in the evening, and my stepdad showed up at the same time as us. When I go to get my two bowls I had from earlier in the day, I didn't see them on the couch where I had left them. I looked around and I found them on the ground about 5 feet from the couch on the other side of the room, next to each other, upside down with the forks placed underneath them. I panicked a little and went upstairs and looked at my mom and stepdad to ask them if they were messing with me because it wasn't cool. Well, when I told them about it, they looked just as shocked as I was, and then I showed them. My mom freaked out. She is very Christian and didn't believe in ghosts until things started happening. We thought it was weird, but my mom tried to convince me it was just my cat. At this point, I took the two necklaces with pendants dedicated to Hades and Persephone and hung them on my door, which seemed to keep the energy out of my room. I still couldn't sleep with the lights off, though. It happened a few more times over a few weeks, and it's the same each time, the bowl's upside down with the fork underneath it. What made my mom really believe me was when the tarot deck that I had been painting was in his pouch and on the side of the couch. When we came home, it was placed into the bowl. This made me very mad, and right off, and I might have cussed it out a few times. When I get scared, I get mad. What can I say? Finally, my stepdad placed the Ring doorbell camera towards the couch and bowl. I set one in place and we waited. And like clockwork, when I came home that night, the bowl had been moved. The doorbell only records if there is motion and scent. And since the bowls were moving and it had been picking up my cat walking around, we figured we would get something. Even with the bowls being flipped with the camera, there was no evidence on the camera of it ever catching any motion. This really scared my mom, so I told her I would get rid of it for her, even though she blames my witch stuff in the first place, because at this point it was making a mess and I was not happy about it. We set up a new camera that was recording all the time and gave it a few more nights. There was nothing. When my parents went out of town, I decided to get rid of this thing for good. I opened the house, created my own blend of herbs to burn, and walked around the house telling negative spirits it was their time to go. I sealed the basement with oil, and we never heard from it again. Well, not completely. A few months later, maybe five or more, I was graduating and I was getting ready when everything started to go wrong. With me having really bad anxiety. I broke down into one of my worst anxiety attacks to this day. I had scratches up my legs from my nails, and it was really not that good. When I got home from graduation, I was so tired and just wanted to go to bed. When I made it to the basement, there was my bowl placed upside down with a fork underneath it. With the day I just had, I flipped it off and told it to fuck off. It happened a few more times, and I told my parents that I'm not doing anything about it. And as far as I was concerned, it wasn't there anymore, and they needed to think that too, because it just wanted attention. The bowl stopped soon after, and it only happens once since after graduation. It's still down there. I don't stay there anymore. Just packing the other day, I had to leave because of how heavy my chest felt. I still hear taps and things here and there, but at this point, I'm moving out in 3 days, and it's no longer my problem. Thank you so much for taking the time to read my story.
I can't wait. Not my problem. That's actually not my problem anymore. Thank you. I actually thought about it. Not my issue.
That is weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know. See, I'm wondering if it was just trying, because if she deals like with really bad anxiety, or if they deal with really bad anxiety, I don't want to, you know, assume gender. But if they deal with really bad anxiety, maybe it was just telling them to, like, you know, chill out and relax. And I don't know. Ghosts can be very weird. Spirits can be very weird.
Yes. I love the, like, this isn't my issue anymore. You need to pretend it doesn't exist. Not my problem. Call an exorcist. I don't know what you want from me. That is genuinely so funny. Oh my goodness. Overall though, I think that the whole story was like, I mean, it's a good story, but ghosts are so weird. They're like little freaks. You know what I mean? It's like, relax.
Yeah, sorry. I had to mute myself because I totally like coughed a lot.
Oh my gosh. Maria's dying, everyone. If we could all just light a candle. Truly R.I.P., babe.
Well, while I continue my coffee fit, do you want to read the next story?
I sure do.
Okay, let's do that.
Not to say that we're both totally sick, but we both are. Anyway, that being said, our next story says, hello, hope both of you and the listeners are having a great day. Hey, thank you. My name is Gabriella. You can share the name. And for some context, I live alone in a one-room flat and I have a cat named Geisha. When the, quote, ghost story took place, I was in a very dark place, could not properly take care of my cat. So I temporarily gave her to my mom. Now on to the story. It is not as scary as some of the others, but here we go. About 2 months ago, I started getting into witchcraft, which was very exciting and everything. But as I began, I started hearing knocking on my kitchen table and inside my closet. No, it wasn't like constant knocking. It was always just one at a time, loud knock in the middle of the night. I am a very light sleeper and I can wake up to very quiet sounds. And when I first started hearing it, I woke up and I was terrified. I told myself that it was a dream and nobody else is here. But when I started hearing knocks every night, I knew someone was here. At one point, I felt so fed up with them that I woke up to the knock sound and started yelling at whoever was knocking to stop because they were pissing me off, and went back to sleep right after that. Every single time I hear about people yelling at ghosts, I can't help but think about the Zach Baggins. Have you seen that clip where he's like, last time I was here, I was a little disrespectful, and then it cuts to him being like, I'm killing myself, ghost, just like you. And it's like, that's actually incredibly disrespectful, Zach. That's actually like really not cool. So it always, that like exact clip always pops in my brain. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I heard it a couple of nights later, but then I was finally in the right state of mind and did like 5,000 house protection spells and got my cat back. I've not heard any knocking ever since, and looking back, it was really funny how I got the courage to yell at some entity, or maybe it was just my mind. I really do not know.
I'm sensing a theme of people getting really frustrated with spirits and these things.
Hey guys, I'm here to remind you, just once again, let's not yell at ghosts. Let's just be nice to them.
Well, I was gonna say, while it's completely reasonable 100% to get frustrated with ghosts, like especially doing stuff at night and doing weird shit, but it's always still good to maybe like do reading and get a feel, because like honestly sometimes spirits are trying to tell us something like super important that's helpful for us and we're just like so irritated. But like, we're just trying to help.
I just want to sleep. And they're going, they're like sending you Morse code being like, you're going to die if you leave the house tomorrow. Stay inside. Stay indoors. And you're just like, shut the fuck up. Oh my goodness.
I mean, I get it. I do get it. Because when I get disturbed in my sleep, like, that's, no, we don't do that. You can talk to me during business hours.
Tell me I'm going to die during business hours. Thank you very much.
I mean, I get it. Just because, you know, when you're, like, asleep in that liminal space, that's the easiest time for them to reach you. But still.
All right, well, we've got one story left. Maria, do you want to round us out?
Yeah, let's see if I can get through this without coughing. I sound very raspy right now, like very sexy. Anyways. Okay, so this one does not have a name attached, it looks like. So this happened to me about a year ago. It was during the fall and had been freezing all week. However, that night, it was nice and warm, like a warm summer night, which doesn't really happen in the fall here in Pennsylvania. Well, no, because I have some stories about Pennsylvania that are wild weather-wise. Like, I remember swimming in the pool one month, like, one day, and then the next day it snowed. Like, it's very weird. But anyways. It also had been a full moon, so me being newer in my practice said, fuck it, I'm going to go outside and dance under the moonlight and frolic in my front yard, as you should. Which, if anyone hasn't done it, 10 out of 10 recommend. So much fun. Anyway, as I was dancing and laughing and going full on woo-woo, I all of a sudden got a terrible feeling, and I looked across the street into the woods across from my house, and I didn't see anything, but I got the most overwhelming sense of fear and dread and get the fuck inside energy have ever felt in my life. I ran inside my house so fast as I could, and my front door and my bedroom window, those to the woods. So, wait, okay, one second. I read that wrong. I ran into my house so fast as I could, and my front door, my bedroom window faced the woods, so I drew a sigil on my front door, and I stated out loud that nothing could get in, and yada yada. And then I ran upstairs and did the same thing. I shut my window, wrote a sigil on it, spread some protection powder, and closed my curtain. And as I was closing the curtain, I heard something bang on the window from the outside. No! Needless to say, I was so freaked the fuck out, and I just laid in bed and burned herbs and some candles for protection until I fell asleep. How did she fall asleep? Oh, anyways, God. The next morning, I tried closing the curtain again, how I had done it the night about when... Wait, I'm reading this wrong again. Next morning, I tried closing the curtain again, how I had done it at night about 100 times to try and recreate the sound. Okay. But I couldn't. There was nothing hard on the curtain that could have made that sound, and I swore it came from the outside. I haven't had an experience like that again, and that window and curtain has never made that sound again, but I am very wary of the woods now.
Yeah, I would be too. What the hell?
No, that was... That was weird.
Yeah, no. Everybody's ghost story today is just like, that's a little suspicious.
That one's like super suspicious, especially, you know, just like get inside and you're actually closing stuff and you hear a bang. I mean,
yeah, fuck that. That's weird. Well, that's all of our stories for today, which was more than enough. All those ghost stories were friggin' weird. Don't forget that in future, if you guys want to send us your story in your own words, we now have a way to call us, 351-207-0799. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us your story. We want to hear your voice. Let us know where we can find you, et cetera, et cetera. Or be anonymous. You can still be anonymous in a voicemail. Just don't tell us who you are. No one will know. Well, thank you all so much for joining us this week. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for links to the submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share fun polls, a special part two exclusive episode, have a spell of the month box, and we have a Discord full of fun events. And
so many things happening. Like, seriously, if you've been on the fence about joining our group, you should get off the fence and get in there with us, because we have so much cool, fun stuff happening. We have a meditation this weekend, in fact.
Yeah.
So there's a ton of really cool stuff happening in there. We would love to see you.
Yeah. Come join us.
Yes, come join us. Or don't. All right.